Well, religion against people, in particular, Jesus. Okay, people have different ideas what Jesus is. Some people say, oh, Odin must be Jesus or some other. Well, like in India, they have what's known as a bureaucratic society. That means in their genes, they have castes, and they have a 10% upper caste. I mean, this is supposedly, literally, in their genes. This has been going on for a long time. Likewise, if you ever read the history of China, which, if you're not really looking, says it started about 120 years ago, they used to have, well, you know, the little China's inside the big China. Whatever, it was vastly, spectacularly successful in breeding people, and so was India. So possibly the success of these, China wasn't religious. It was, in India it wasn't really, the bureaucrats, the government is in their blood. And in China, the fight, the warrior, they never really developed as great warriors. They have very serious monitors and stuff, but it wasn't, I don't know, I didn't read enough books about it to tell the truth, but something is in their blood. And then there's all the countries that are part of it, and they have different things in their blood. I think that's more what they were applying, to is they have diversity is their strength, believe it or not. Which for the most part has been Mongolia over China. Anyone not familiar with that one? This is against the people in America. Like what's happening there. In other words, they had starvations there in late 60s, I don't know, where 200 million people were in the trunk. Like after the Vietnam War, they did a 200 million around the towns in the truck, and they worked them to death without food, I guess. That's where they built these fish farms, like fish farms the size of, I don't know, Wyoming. And I guess the bodies, I mean, be careful what you eat, that's for sure. But, except for you preppers, as cheap as you can get, stuff it in. A minute. Religion had with Jesus. We got Jesus. This country was founded on the Geneva Bible, which is this huge Bible, where they could only have in a little church. Literally quite huge. I mean, the Bible itself weighs like 300 pounds. Geneva Bible, look it up someday. That's the American Bible. That's the colonialist Bible. Quite different from the European Bible, which also included a recipe book for human beings. You go back in history and you can see how much life mattered, really, truthfully, and in the present, and in today, and tomorrow, and especially for the next 2 months, when I think they're going to do a return to the good old days. Basically. Oh, religion against people, not everything else. These religions, these churches, they get not-for-profit status. In other words, their parishioners donate and don't have to pay taxes. And then the church does good things for the parishioners, supposedly. Now it's not open anymore, but I mean, on a mass scale, and the 90% of the country into the hands of 10% of the population, except for Democrats, who get none of it probably. but that was voluntary. Don't find religion. Maybe that's what this whole thing is about. Our death is just irrelevant to the conversion of the rest of the 10% into followers from a one party system or something. Big plan. That doesn't include the recent spat of asteroids or anything like that where they think they're going to continue. And then it doesn't include Portland, where it turns out the little babies go running home in the mommy. So, or else they're a YMCA somewhere. And, well, okay. A religion of people. Yeah, Jesus, America, men of people. So you try to, you know, the church is supposed to strip bullshit. Like the last time the world ended, people who had one being sent to Iraq was 2000. And like, you know, there was no, you're getting paid $6.50 an hour for 110,000 pounds a day of bending red hot steel with your leather gloves. And it wasn't really, we had to do it or else you'd be homeless. And it was a good time to be homeless, but not a good time to be homeless. Anyway. And I went to a meetup. And the church, the guy in the church literally was throwing the boxes of Cheerios to give out to the poor, and he was drunk. And he didn't even throw me one as he took off. That was a very tangential moment in my mind where, you know, I got a peek at through the veil. How really serious churches are is a thing, has to be on America. They're very, very serious.